It's ye olde Madeira review, isn't it?
All right, Emmerdale.
Right, okay, repercussions from the trip to Belfast have happened already.
Okay.
By the time the four of them got back, I drove back to the village, Amy was already there.
Right. Sorry, let's just remind the listenership who might not be familiar with who Amy is. Who is Amy?
Well, Amy is the daughter of Kerry.
Right.
From Emmerdale. We went back together. She is the mother of Kane's son.
Fucking hell. Oh, God.
Right, she didn't want to ask. Anyway.
All right.
She flew back.
From Dublin.
Straight from Dublin, Belfast, should I say.
Same guy, yeah.
And said, look, you know, I'm going to come back and sort this out. Now, I didn't actually say why she left her son behind, Carl. She was actually on the run from kidnapping him from foster parents.
Oh, that's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah. When he was born, she said, oh, look, you know, I don't want nothing to do with him. Got fostered. She went all sort of maternal and that and kidnaps him. And anyway.
Maternal and kidnaps
him. Do you know what I mean? You must have them feelings, Phil, sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
you
know? All the time. I want so many babies.
Like with your cats and that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So anyway, straight away.
I don't even know where to begin with that, Rob.
I'll just leave that hanging there. Anyway, straight away, dramas with the dingles, right? Because the little lad is a dingle. And Amy said, look, I've come back. I want to know my son. I think it's my right. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to take him away or anything like that. But Kane is under investigation for murder, as we know. You know, things are going to change. You know, I'm going to get more involved. So Faith, now stick with me. This gets really complicated.
Faith,
who's Kane's mum, is living with Eric Pollard, whose ex-wife Valerie, who died in a helicopter crash.
Keeps going, doesn't it?
Was like, she actually took Amy under her wing because they both come from Newcastle. She had a soft spot for her.
Yeah. So,
When she's come back, like, Eric, like, loved her and all that. So, Faith did the unspeakable thing, broke the dingle code, and grasped Amy up to the police.
Whoa.
And there was, like, a huge shit fight about that. She got arrested, like, Kane went absolutely nuts, said, we don't do that. We, you know, we sort our things out ourselves. Anyway, Eric Pollard went and saw the police, explained it all, and she was released. And she said to Kane, look, you know, you've got Kyle. I just want to get to know him, you know. It was quite touching. My bottom lip was wobbling a little bit. It was really nice. She had a big chat. She said, look, you know, she went to the playground one day and Kane was playing with Kyle. He's kicking a football around. And she said, look, Kane said, what do you want? And she said, look, I just want my psycho mum to leave me alone.
Oh, wow.
She said, she keeps pushing me to do stuff. You know, I just want to get to know Kyle. I'm not going to take him away. No, I just want to get a name. It was absolutely beautiful, right? So I was right into that. And that was like Thursday, and I've written all my notes. And then Saturday, the brown stuff hit the fan.
What happened?
Well, do you remember, I've forgotten the name, Kim Tate. Do you remember ages ago, the big party at the home farm? Woman that used to be involved got released from prison. Do you remember?
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway,
rings a bell.
She's actually out of prison again now.
Right.
And a few years ago, when she was on Emmerdale, she was the most hated person in the UK.
What?
Because she's just so horrible.
In real life?
Well, no, in Emmerdale.
That happens to people on Shorten Street.
Yeah.
They get harassed in real life.
It's not okay.
It's not okay, guys. Don't do that.
No, it's not okay. Because, I love this, but I know it's not real.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
it's important.
Anyway, she's back and, like, yeah, there's going to be so much cack going on.
So what? She just rolled back in and it was like,
What happened was Graham, sort of the bloke that works for her, was supposed to take this, his girlfriend away on holiday with her little, kid. They were going to go on a holiday and she's turned up. She's phoned him up and said, right, come pick me up from the prison.
Right.
Like, me and you. And they've had, a past. And his girlfriend turned up at the big house as Kim's walked down the stairs with a dressing gown on, and said, oh, and then Graham's walked down with a towel on.
Just been having showers consecutively. Yeah. We all know that.
Two bathrooms.
All I can say, it's going to go off. I can't wait for next week. It's kaboom.
I'm scared.
Are you, Rob,
okay.
What I find with like soaps like this, are you impressed with their ability to constantly surprise you, to give you new storylines that you will...
To be honest with you, the writing is amazing.
Because it's one of those things, right, where you'd be like, oh, well, if you could anticipate it, it wouldn't be as exciting. But it seems like week to week, there's always something that is a genuine surprise.
I've got a friend of mine, Renee, from Gang of Four, and we are Emmerdale buddies.
Yeah.
And
shout out Gang of Four.
We've just been driving each other mad this week. When Kim turned up, I got a text from her just, OMG.
I had
to look that up because I didn't know what it meant.
Oh,
yeah. No, yes, you did.
Yeah, of course I did.
You stop it.
But it's, yeah, really good. If you don't watch it, you can watch it on Freeview. It's so good.
I kind of want to start watching it now, I think.
There's so many other storylines that I won't talk about because they're really, really heavy. So I just take the light ones out.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I mean, like, what I mean is it's amazing to me that you can have a story that's run for that long that can... constantly surprise you. They can
but
give
I suppose,
you those...
I mean, I don't watch Shortland Street. Is it the same with that part?
I don't watch Shortland Street.
Do you watch Shortland Street? Yeah. No, you're just sitting there shaking. Why?
I'm busy.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
So you don't watch it? It's just me that watches soap.
Aren't you busy watching Dancing with the Stars?
We'll talk about that next week. Yeah, you wait. It's going to be going off. There's a lot of good... There's a real sad... Dingle storyline coming up, which is really sad. So get your tissues out for that.
I'm prepared.
Sorry, can I do it again? I'm too busy watching Love Island. Is that more current? No.
I mean, you're like, but Love Island ended like a month ago.
Oh, God.
The thing is, you're trying
to be hip.
But you're not, but we all know you're lying.
Yeah.
Because you just watch other stuff.
Yeah, I'm too busy watching.
He's too intellectual for us.
Oh, look, okay, that's enough. We're just going to close out the segment now.
Emma Dale.
Gonna raise